在书上看到那个忍辱波罗蜜，他忍辱波罗蜜是对不善心有所忍受，有所抑制。可是我不知道卡在哪里，忍受跟抑制听起来像是以不善来压抑不善，所以我觉得这个好像跟波罗蜜我连不太起来。
Okay, I jump, please.
Okay, about Kanti.
Yes.
But first of all, we should remind oneself, what are we doing? We are learning about understanding whatever is there, right? Otherwise, we keep on talking about other things all the time. Even Kanti can be now, this moment, unknown. When there is no understanding it, we are talking about reality, the absolute reality, which is Dhamma, no one there at all. And it's so very subtle to understand it as it's not I or something like before.
好，这个问题的主题是忍辱、耐心、波罗蜜哦。但是在我们讨论这个主题之前呢，我们要问问自己：我们到底在干嘛？我们在学什么？我们要了解的是现在正在出现的是什么？现在或许就有忍辱波罗蜜，或许没有。但是现在不管是什么的，是非常的精细的，它能不能被了解？它并不是我。
Otherwise, we just learn about something or word which is not there. But whatever is here should be known and studied to understand. Otherwise, no time to understand what is there now, even Kanti.
否则呢，我们常常在讨论的都现在并没有出现，反而忽略了现在正在出现的是什么。
So remember that we are studying Dhamma, not about any other thing at all. And Dhamma is here. Now, so at this moment, we are talking about that which is not known yet as Kanti.
所以我们要了解的是法哦，那。而不是去了解别的事情，了解是现在正在生灭的法。那我们讨论忍辱波罗蜜，但是我们可能讨论的是没有出现的法。
Without Kanti, can there be any moment of understanding what is there? Even it is Kanti and other thing as well.
如果没有忍辱、耐心、波罗蜜，那能够资助？智慧去了解现在出现的是什么吗？虽然即使忍辱波罗蜜并没有。成为被了解的对象。
So is there Kanti now, listening to that which is not known yet until it's known? Is that not Kanti?
那现在有忍辱波罗蜜吗？好，我们不断的听闻，从不了解到了解，这不是耐心忍辱波罗蜜吗？
So Kanti is not away from this moment without hearing each word carefully, wisely. Can there be the understanding of Kanti as is there, but not as anyone at all?
忍辱、耐心、波罗蜜，也许没有离现在很远。如果不是有这个波罗蜜，我们会逐渐的了解佛陀在讲什么吗？
We cook every day, so very simple, but when it's so very difficult to cook this or that way, is it not taking Kanti to be patient to that to finish it?
如果我们天天去煮饭呢，煮饭就变得比较容易了。但是如果我们并不是的话，它会不会是困难的呢？所以，我们不断的闻慧、去思慧、的智慧的累积的过程，本身就是一个忍辱、耐心、波罗蜜。
So Kanti is not seeing, it's not hearing, but it's real. It's a reality which must be there when there is something done, depending on how difficult it is or how easy it is. When it is easy, we don't see the Kanti. It finished so soon. But when it's so very difficult, it needs Kanti to finish it.
这里有两个重点哦。第一个，忍辱波罗蜜是真的，它是法，但是它并不是掩饰，也不是耳饰。那当我们要完成某一件事情的时候呢，如果这个事情是很容易的，我们可能不会注意到耐心；但是它如果是很困难的， 我们或许会注意到我们完成这些事情是需要耐心跟忍辱的。
As it is an absolute truth, it is moment of viriya, a kind of cetasika, which endure or do it with not stop to leave it.
那它是真的，它是哪一个法呢？它是心所，它是精进心所，或者是努力的心所。那他现在其实就在出现，只是他不一定是波罗蜜。
Listening is word is viriya in order to get known the truth of it more and more, better and better, and that is khanti.
那现在在听佛法呢，在听的时候呢，就会有这个法升起，精进心所升起，然后逐渐的去了解这些话是什么意思，这个就是精进波罗蜜。
Is Khanti you or anyone, or is the Virya you or anyone?
但是这个精进心所是你吗？或者他是谁吗？
That's why we learn to understand the absolute truth. The end, the destination is no self, no me, no I, or Sunyata, just being there and then gone, never to arise again.
这就是为什么我们现在在学佛法，我们要了解的是这个没有我，我们要了解是没有我。那么其实也是空，因为立刻就灭去了，根本就找不到人或东西。
Should this be the foundation of studying just to understand reality as ourself, no matter what?
这个是我们要了解，就是诸法无我。
So who knows whether that is really yet now, and before that can be the understanding thoroughly, it has to be Khanti, not to leave it.Are not listening to it anymore, but listen again and again with Virya, and that is Khanti, because it will bring about the result of understanding the truth, which is not easy at all.
那现在有谁真的了解精进这个心所呢？真的了解它了吗？但是我们逐渐在听，它是困难的，我们没有放弃。我们没有放弃这件事情，继续回来听，继续听，直到听懂，这个就是耐心忍辱波罗蜜。
So is Khanti not daily life? Is it not from day to day to understand that which is not known until it's clearly known?
所以这个过程，我们闻法的过程，闻慧的过程，不就是精进波罗蜜啊，忍辱耐心波罗蜜吗？
But because of not understanding Khanti as Khanti.We have the idea about I all the time. That's why we don't know whether Khanti is there, but we think that I am doing something not very easily at all.
那我们现在因为证件还不够坚定，所以我们可能会认为是我在做什么，所以这件事情并不容易，到真的了解真相并不容易。
So when there is enough understanding,There can be moment of understanding, moment of Khanti as it is there, as itself.
所以当这个忍辱升起的时候呢，它是可以被了解的，它真正可以被了解，它其实并不是谁的，不是任何人。
And this is the point of study to understand the truth as it is not me or anything at all. Just be there and then no more.How deeply it is, because it appears as something all the time, nothing lost.
那我们要了解的是，那个在那里生灭的并不是我，但是一点都不容易，因为看起来似乎就一直有个人或东西在那里。
Is the Khanti now?
现在有没有耐心呢？
Yes.
So at any moment, when one is washing, there is Virya, but when one clean it more and more, it is Khanti.Right.
那就是说如果只是做一次两次可能是精进，但是一直不停不间断不放弃，这个就是耐心，是不是？
The absolute realities are there all the time, but they are not known because no listening to the depth of the word that Buddha taught.
所以还是再强调佛陀教导是深奥的，所以需要很深的不断的思考。
Don't forget, the Buddha said he by himself that Dhamma is so very deep, so very subtle, very difficult to understand. And where is it? It's now at this very moment.
要别忘了，记得佛陀说过，法是非常精深深奥的，是困难去真正了解它的。它在哪里呢？它就在现在。
We talk about the accumulation from eons and years ago of that which arises and falls away to conditioned moment to moment. Until this moment, see, from that accumulation.
那么一世一世一劫一劫以来我们不断的累积哦，不断累积，一直到现在我们有机会去了解那个累积那个升起来的是什么。
So each moment is so very deeply difficult andIt's there. What is there? It arises and falls away. How deep it is? No one knows.
那么虽然法就在这里，可是事实上它一直在生灭，没有人知道，因为它是被掩盖住这个真相的。
So we are studying that which is no more, only a moment and then gone, to understand that actually the world is just like this, nothing to be clung to.
我们要了解的是什么？我们要了解，其实在那里一下就没有了的。
Is it clear now about Kanti?
那么，什么是忍辱耐心波罗蜜？清楚了吗？
那个丁神可以帮我翻，因为我在书上读到，他说，当你说，当你知道你要说的话是没有意义的，
嗯哼，
要有耐心去避免那些没有意义的话。然后我就想说，这样子不是跟我们平常学的，就是让法自然而然的升起，然后就是去了解它，觉得这是不是有一点点？我觉得好像一点点矛盾。
嗯 ，OK， Pat， the question, the confusion is about endurance. Sounds like there's some applied will try to control against akusala.So it may be an akusala replace the other akusala. So, for example, talking about or gossip or meaningless chat, should we try to control, we should be have patience not to do that. So that sounds like apply control. Instead of that, yes.
You see that this is all about ideas, about so many, many hundred thousand words.But what about just understand that which is now, as it is? Can anyone control?
好，刚刚那个问题的表达呢，本身就是一个故事，一个情境哦，很多很多字。那现在呢？现在什么在那里可以被了解吗？可以有谁可以控制它吗
？The answer of all about that which is known must be now, because only this moment can be understood.
所以真正的解答就是了解这一刻的法，只有这一刻的法它才能被了解。
So that's why we learn to understand just one word because it's so very deeply understand and suit. For example, just one word. Does anyone know it clearly as it is, as of self, as its cause of effect, or what arises with it? So many things thatcan be learned from just one word. Otherwise, if there is no understanding of one word, how can there be the understanding of other words?
这也是老师一直强调的哦，我们一次一个字把它弄清楚，或者是一个名词把它弄清楚。那你要把它彻底了解清楚的过程中，你就会了解很多相关的因缘啊，或者是其他的角度。所以你这个字弄清楚了，其他字就会逐渐清楚啊！你要是不能弄清楚这个字，其他字又如何能够真的清楚了解呢
？Otherwise, it's like dreaming about those words without understand what is there, what is the meaning, what is the truth of just one word.
如果不是清楚了解，真正把它了解清楚的话，那我们常常就只是在想着各种概念呢，就像做梦。
So please, one word, so that we can go on.Talking about other words, which comes from that word or arise together with that word, that reality.
所以就一个字就好。比如说，品彤，比如说你刚刚说 endurance， 对不对？你要不要就这个字讨论是什么意思？
那就
okay,
耐心。
嗯，就是那个忍耐吗？
对对。
因为要讲 patience 还是要讲 endurance？
不是一样吗？
有点不一样。 你刚是说 endurance 有牵扯到意志力。
Endurance, 嗯。
Pat want to talk about endurance because it seems apply the will, personal will or control.
It doesn't matter, just endurance. Is it real? Is it a reality?
好，那这个忍耐呢，是不是真的？它是法吗？
忍呢
？Yes.
Is it citta?
它是心吗？
应该心所。
Should be cittasika.
Cittasika. Okay. What is cittasika?
那什么是心所
？Viriya, 精进心所。
那阿张问的是什么是心所？先讲什么？
阿张不是说哪一个心所吗？
Ajahn, Pat is checking. Do you ask her which cittasika or what is cittasika?
No, what is a cittasika or what is cittasika? What does it mean? What is it? Is it real? And what kind of reality it is?
他问的是什么是心所，在讨论哪一个的时候，他先问什么是心所。
心所就一个心理状态。
The mental factor.
Does it arise with Rupa?
心所会跟色法升起吗？
心所跟心一起升起。
It with citta.
Does it arise with citta and also with cittasika, or only citta?
那它是单独升起吗？还是它会跟心一起升起？
跟心一起升起。
Citta and cittasika together.
But actually, it arises with citta. No matter what citta has, whatever arises with, but each cittasika must arise with citta. Is that right?
所以不管如何，任何哪一种心哦，一定有心所伴随，对不对？
Okay.
Yes.
So is the endurance now?
那现在有没有忍耐？
有。
Yes.
It arises with what?
它跟什么一起升起？
跟心一起升起。
With citta.
Does it arise with seeing?
No.
Why not?
还你要回答吗？为什么没有跟眼识升起？
它没有跟，因为眼识、耳识，他们是果报心，他们只会跟七个心所一起升起。
Because seeing is a vipaka with only seven cittasikas.
Why does it need endurance?
所以眼是需要忍耐吗？
不需要。
No, it doesn't need endurance.
Why not?
好，那再回来，为什么眼是不需要忍耐？
因为它就果报心升起，它它力就是它是。
Because it's vipaka.
Oh yes, because that's the answer to the word. Because karma condition it. No other thing can condition seeing at all. Even so, karma didn't produce only citta. It also produced cetasikas arising with that vipaka citta as well. See, this is to understand no one until there can be why not no endurance with this kind of citta or that kind of citta. So it needs what to be endurance.
好，所以呢，果报是因为业的结果，所以当业产生果报心的时候，其实它同时也包含这个伴随的果报的心所。那所以是它是去经验一个结果，在演示的时候是没有忍耐的。
So seeing does not need endurance, but what kind of citta needs endurance?
那如果演示不需要忍耐，那什么样类型的心需要忍耐？
什么样类型的心需要忍耐？就除了其他的心啊。
The rest, the other citta except the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
So please, what kind of citta is there which needs endurance?
好，那这样子太广泛了，可不可以具体的说一个什么心？
什么心？不知道。
随便讲一个心啊。
苏醒心。
Javana citta.
And what about at the moment besides this? Because there are so many javana, different kinds of javana. At moment of eating, is the javana?
在吃的时候有没有塑形心？
有。
他的吃可能是指那一刻。Yes.
Okay, is there endurance?
那吃的时候素行心有忍耐吗？
你那个吃是 moha 的吃吗？
阿江 because 啊，eat 那不是，是吃东西的吃。刚刚阿江是说 eating。
OK， 不好意思，那个问题是什么？
问题是你在吃东西的时候有没有忍耐？
有。
Yes。
At moment of eating, what savana is there?
那在吃的时候呢，是什么样的素行心？
是那个 viriya。
没有，他的意思是。是善心还是不善心，或是哪一种不善心？在吃的时候是哪一种
不善心？
Akusala chitta。
OK， it needs endurance to be akusala。
那需要忍耐才能成为不善心吗？也就是说不善心需不需要忍耐？
不善心需不需要忍耐？不善心需要忍耐，不需要忍耐
啊？需要还是不需要？不需要。
哎，等一下，不善心需不需要忍耐？需要。
It need akusala need endurance.
Really, just eating, put it in the mouth and chew.
真的吗？就只是把食物放到嘴巴里面去咬它，这样子需不需要忍耐呢？
不需要。
No, it does not need endurance.
See, that's why it's daily life when it's not difficult, no need, but there is viriya to do that, but not necessary to endure so much to have it done. See, it's so daily, and that's why it shows the different degrees of viriya and different degrees of lopa and different degrees of all dhamma. See, panya cannot be just understanding the word.But it can be more and more understood as no self. That's why when we think about it, about the two cetasikas, we know what is what with different degrees. So when we use the word endure, it is more than just viriya in the ordinary life. Is that clear now?
所以呢，在我们日常生活中很容易的事情呢，我们并不需要去忍耐什么。好，我们吃东西不需要忍耐什么。我现在谈的是我们日常生活中的语言哦。那所以当我们讲这个忍耐的时候，它同时有精进心所，可能在吃东西的时候是贪爱的好吃的，也有贪心。所以我们其实52个心所呢，我们逐渐去了解，我们去知道他们的特征，而且知道在日常生活中呢，他们出现是有不同的强度的。
So that which is not need any longer time to do it, it can be quickly.Naturally, no need to be endurance. But when it's so hard or difficult, and then it needs that endurance to finish it, to gain the thing that you'd like to have.
所以在我们日常生活中呢，那些不需要很困难的，我们大概不会注意到需要忍耐这件事情。那困难的，我们就会有所谓的强度提升的忍耐。
Is it not life? Is it not in daily life? But...The difference is that no understanding of these realities as no one and no self at all. This is the difference. But no one can change the way Dhamma is. Viriya is Viriya. Kanti is Kanti. Different moment, different degrees.
那么在日常生活中呢，唯一的差别就是有没有了解，其实只是法，这些无我的法。这是差别，有了解跟不了解而已。那么这些法呢，比如说精进跟耐心忍辱，虽然我们说耐心忍辱也是精进心所，但是他们是不同的强度，不同的程度。
To let go the idea of self is not easy. That's why it needs kanti and also viriya. Because viriya is a degree and kanti is another degree.
所以要真的了解，要放掉没有我，要放掉执取我是困难的。所以我们需要精进，也需要耐心，他们是不同的程度，不同的强度。
That's why just one word we can talk about until it's very clear enough to understand it, to begin to letting go the idea of self. That's why just remember that each word is a way to let go the wrong understanding of self.
所以我们一个字把它讨论的非常的清楚的目的是能够逐渐的放掉我。 这个执取，执取我的概念。
Otherwise, it will condition desire to know more, and that is not the way to let go at all. Let go must be begin from the very beginning to let go the wrong understanding of that which is now appearing.
所以呢，如果这个字，了解这个字本身并没有让你逐渐放掉我，那去知道更多的字，并不会带来更多的智慧哦，只是。因为它并不会，这个字如果不会帮助你放掉，逐渐放掉我，那你只是有更多的欲望去学别的字而已。
So why do we study to understand the truth? For what? To letting go the idea of self, which is very, very difficult.
所以我们到底在学什么呢？我们在学什么是真相？为什么要学真相呢？学着去放掉我这个概念，非常困难。
By then, there's no doubt about courageous.Endurance.
那个到时候就可以了解什么叫做耐心忍辱波罗蜜了，真正的越来越强，越来越能体会。
嗯
，See, just one word can bring about more understanding.
所以一个字呢是可以带来更多的了解的，如果能够真的把它讨论清楚。
In daily life, which can be known because it's there already by conditions.
在日常生活中呢，它是可以被了解的。为什么？因为它已经有条件生起了，所以它是一个机会被了解。
So why it cannot be known? Because of hearing the truth from the Buddha's words. That's all.
那为什么不能够了解呢？现在的法，因为并没有真的了解佛陀的教导。
That's why each word is so very deep, because anusya is there. Everything which is accumulated is there.And it keep on passing on and on to other moments.
那么会这么的深奥跟这么的困难，是因为累积的这些睡眠烦恼呢，一直都串习下来哦，它随时都会让不善生起。
So where is the anusya?
好，那么睡眠烦恼在哪里
？See, this is to understand not the word but the truth of this moment.
好。那这个是我们要去了解这一刻的真相哦，这一刻的真相。
Where is the anusya kilesa now?
好，那睡眠烦恼这个杂质、这个污染在哪里呢？知道的人可以讲。
Basically,
in the chitta.
Now.
现在，现在吗？
现在。
Now.
在这里。
Yes.
Is the anusya in seeing?
那看。眼视在看的时候有没有睡眠烦恼？
眼视只是在看。
See, always anusya unless there is understanding little by little, which are letting go the anusya.
睡眠烦恼其实一直都在啊，任何的心，因为它是潜藏的，除非它被完全根除了。
So very little, less anusya at moment of understanding just now or a moment ago.And if there is clear understanding of the courageous or endurance, no matter when, there can be the understanding of that and more, a little more understanding of no self there as well, little by little. So it's so natural.
所以要了解耐心波罗蜜这件事情，其实要耐心的，因为这个了解本身必须是它有出现，成为被了解的对象。他的时候也是一点一滴的了解这个法是什么。
It is not as natural as my conditions. Can it let go the idea of self or wrong understanding?
如果不是因为所谓的自然的去了解法，那这样子智慧能培养吗
？So life is as it is, but with studying the reality there to understand the truth of it little by little.That's all. Very natural.
所以很自然，就是我们过日子，我们照常的过日子。但是听了佛陀教导的差别是，我们可以去在日常生活中思考这些法。
Letting go the desire to make it different.
放掉那个想要不同的欲望，你想要跟比现在更好的那种不同。
Is there any doubt about endurance again?
有没有怀疑什么是忍耐了呢？他清楚吗？还是有怀疑？
比较清楚了。
It's more clearer.
And it can be clear when the moment is there.
那当他真的升起的那一刻成为被了解的对象的时候他会变得清楚当然是逐渐变清楚
When this understanding can be conditioned to understand that for the moment
智慧的累积会成为接下来智慧在升起的条件、哦、
By conditions otherwise it's not letting go the idea of self would like to know it
我们要接受这一切是诸法因缘生的否则那个我们就没有办法真的放手
AndSo packed with your examples about controlling and how there should be patience not to gossip and so on as conventional ideas of endurance. But when there's more understanding of dharmas, one knows that whatever arises is only by condition. So at this, if our friends are gossiping to us now, it depends at that very moment whether we...join in or don't join in, but actually it's just different moments of citta with kanti, with wholesome kanti or unwholesome kanti at those moments.
好，那么我们在日常生活中用到所谓的忍耐哦，这个字呢是传统上的语言哦，但是我们还是要逐渐的清楚，我们在讨论的是法。这些法都是有条件申请的所以比如说当我的朋友想要跟我在背后说人家的一些闲话的时候呢那个时候我会不会加入这个闲话其实那个时候才知道那个时候的因缘条件我们现在怎么可能能够控制呢那一刻也是不受控制的所以那一刻会不会出现所谓的善的忍耐或不善的忍耐只有那个时候它可以被了解
We might say there should be patience not toget angry or patience not to be greedy. And what it's just pointing out is that it's akusala to be so greedy or to be so angry and patience helps to restrain. But each moment is conditioned. It depends at that very moment whether there is wholesome patience or not.
所以还是强调同样的一件事情就是当我们说、啊、不要去贪心或者是不要愤怒要有耐心不要生气或者是你想要的东西你要有耐心那似乎耐心是一个好的但是当你真的升起的时候呢你有没有智慧去了解它其实是善的忍耐还是不善的忍耐
When you mentioned about wholesome patience and unwholesome patience does that mean kusala willya and akusala willya
那个 Pat 他刚说的是说当刚 Sara 提到所谓的健康的忍耐跟不健康的忍耐是不是指那个善的精进跟不善的精进心所所以答案是在讨论的是精进善或不善
Exactly as Ajahn was mentioning virya arises with almost everycitta except most of the ahetuka rootless cittas like seeing and hearing and so on so when one is eating delicious food actually there is virya there one may be savoring each mouthful of the delicious mango but it's akusala patience akusala virya those moments
我们在讨论的这个耐心就是除了双五识和一些无根心以外呢吃东西的时候呢比如说吃芒果的时候不要吃太大口或者是不要吃太多那个是不善的忍耐
So at the moments of considering wisely at the moments of understanding or reflecting on what Ajahn was saying at those moments it's kusala virya kusala patience enduring in a wholesome way but at moments ofStrong loba, it's like waiting a long time in order to get the ticket to the cinema to the film one wants to see so much. Akusala virya, akusala patience.
好，所以我们现在就是举例，比如说我们在听老师啊，听佛法的讲解的时候，我们有耐心去听这个解释，然后去思考它，把它想懂，这个时候是很有可能是有善的精进的。那如果我们去看电影我们排很长的队伍要买票进去看电影这个时候通常我们好像很有耐心在排队 可是可能是不善的耐心，应该是大部分是不善的耐心。
And usually it's mixed, like Ajahn mentioned about endurance as being strong virya, strong patience. The beginning of the quarantine period, Jonathan had a toothache, but we couldn't do anything about it. And he just kept quiet about it. But some moments of kusala virya, kusala endurance, but many moments of akusala virya when there's unpleasant feeling or one's so disturbed by the painful feeling that one is experiencing. So usually kusala and akusala virya all day long, even whilst listening to the Dhamma, moments of feeling hungry and thinking about one's lunch, moments of reflecting on Dhamma, kusala, akusala, virya, not any one in anyone's control, each one just different Dhammas and anatta.
好，这有两个重点了。第一个就是说，就是善跟不善是混合在一起的，并不是说一直都是善或是一直都是不善哦。所以比如说现在 John 跟 Sarah 在香港是隔离的，那刚开始这几天呢，这样的牙齿痛，那他们因为被隔离，所以他们也不能做什么，所以那个痛的忍耐呢，是不是一定都是善，或是一定都是不善呢？其实是混着的，有时候是善，有时候是有被那个痛的感受引起了不善，这个都是很正常的。在一天之中，即使是讨论佛法的时候，我们也不是都是善或都是不善。你也许肚子饿了，你也许想着待会午餐要吃什么，也许你去思考这句话是什么意思，也是善跟不善都混在一起的。
If we don't understand about dharmas as anatta, we always think in terms of situations, like we think when one is putting up with the toothache that this must be wholesome virya, kanti, with kusala jitas, or we might think that when listening to the Dhamma, it must all be wholesome virya, and when one's eating one's lunch, it must all be akusala virya. But in truth, different moments, even whilst eating the delicious food, moments of kusala virya in between all the akusala virya, at moments of kindness to the others, or at moments of understanding. So life always comes back to this moment, and the understanding has to be now. If there's no understanding now of what kind of virya it is, impossible to just speculate about what it was yesterday when we stood in a queue or had toothache.
那如果不能够了解法是无我的，我们就会一直陷在情境的故事里面哦。所以即使是在就看起来表面上是忍住牙痛是善的，然后在听佛法是善的，但是会有不善的时候。那或者是当我们吃好吃的东西，我们可能认为都是贪爱在贪吃，可是也有可能是有善的时刻。那么总之还是要回到现在这一刻，是什么法能不能被了解，他们的本质是什么，这个才是所有的关键。
So it's the kusala virya, the kusala kanti thatrestrains from akusala, which applies the kusala factors to abstain from akusala at that moment, not I or anyone who should do something or who can control anything.
是谁在忍耐呢？当然不是我在忍耐嘛。所以当他是善的忍耐的时候，当然是因为智慧的关系哦。当你有一个我应该不应该怎么样的时候，那个时候是不善的忍耐。
So even when one reads in the text or reads or hears one's friends talking about applying control or should do this or that, one knows each moment, each citta, each chetasika is conditioned and anatta.
所以当我们在传统语言说啊，这种状况你应该要忍耐啊，或者是，可是你还是回到自己每一刻就是心所现在是什么。
And this is the way one's not confused or misled or disturbed by anything that is read in the text, because even the Buddha can use his conventional language, but it's always referring to dhammas, which are conditioned.
所以这个是唯一可以不去感到困惑或被误导哦，因为即使佛陀在经典里面也会用传统的语言哦，所以如果我们不了解，其实在讲的是现在这一刻的法的话，我们很容易就陷入那个故事人事物的故事里面的情境里。
嗯，谢谢，很清楚。
But the more confidence there is, the more understanding, the more confidence that whatever it is from the text or the book has to be about dharmas which are anatta, then less and less confusion, no matter one reads the words control or should or anything else, it has to be about dharmas.
那么随着了解的增加呢，信心也会增加。不管在经典里面读到什么，佛陀说的话呢，一定是关于法，一定是关于法，并不是我，这样才能够逐渐放掉那个执取。
I thought it was very helpful what Ajahn was saying about the different degrees of viriya.
Yes, yes.
When it's endurance, it's just the degree of viriya at that moment. Of course, kusala viriya at that time.
所以当我们说忍耐的时候呢，或忍辱的时候，这个精进心所呢，它是不同的强度、不同的程度。这个在我们的不同状况里面，我们可以注意到。
But it's the same reality, same viriya which arises with citta for instant and falls away immediately. Not a situation, not anyone controlling anything, just arises for a moment and then gone.
所以这些不同的只是因为不同的程度跟强度而已，其实都是一个同一个法。那所以还是回到这些法是有条件的，不是谁控制的。
Like we think of being patient or enduring for half an hour or 2 hours at the airport or so many days in quarantine hotel, but life is just one moment. The patience, the endurance is just for a moment and then gone. Who knows now whether it's kusala or akusala kanti?
所以比如说我们在机场等飞机等两三小时，或者是现在在隔离那么多天，那事实上生命就只是每一刻的法在生命而已。那这个的了解当然会成为耐心增加的一个来源哦。
Nothing lasts at all. Endurance, viriya, kanti, whatever word one uses, it cannot last more than a moment. And Jhāgana Citta is only 7 moments.
那么所有的这些生命的法，它的持续是不可能的，它马上就灭去了。那当然这个了解也会带来耐心，那个塑形心也不过是7个心的时刻，非常的快。John, were you going to say something?
About what? Just one word at a time.
So, 一次一个字哦，所以 Pat, 你那个字觉得清楚了吗？
清楚了，谢谢。
That is clear about endurance now, Viriya.
Is it you?
好，他是你吗？忍耐是你吗？
是 ，no.
忍耐是你吗？那个法是你吗？
不是 ，no.
As long as there is no understanding of the truth of it, it's the I, right? That's why the more we hear, the more understanding, the thinking about that as something is getting less and less and less, little by little. And that's the best thing in life, to understand the absolute truth as no self at all, no matter in what situation.
所以最重要的就是要了解这个真相，这个法的本质的真相根本就不是我，不是我的。这样子它才能够逐渐的，这样子不善才能逐渐的减少。因为智慧逐渐的增加了。
For example, it's a way very easy to think about a leg, my leg. But the question is with how much there is understanding that there's no leg, no me, no I.
所以比如说我们会很容易说啊，这是我的腿。但是我们这样子说的时候呢，到底有多少的智慧去了解其实根本就没有腿，没有我。
Do you have eyes?
你有眼睛吗？
有啊。
Yes.
Okay, so there is still you, there is still I, no sunyata at all, no anatta at all.
好，老师刚刚说的那个 I 是说有我吗？不是眼睛，所以一样，不一样的意思哦， 都是升起就灭去的法是空。
That's why I'm not just saying that the teaching is so very deep, but the understanding of the depth of it begins when there is question like that.
教导是很深奥的，没错，但是那个了解也必须一点一滴的正确的开始。
So it takes how long? See, endurance, patience, until you can develop little by little.
看这条路要多久？所以这个忍耐、耐心一点一滴的累积。
How can there be no leg at all?
怎么可能会没有腿呢？
See, easy question, but the answer has to be thinking and thinking over the truth.
可以，答案可以回答得很简单，但是真正的了解是要不断的思会、不断的思会的累积。
Until it is firm understanding of even just even intellectual understanding that actually there's nothing permanent at all.
所以在直接了解真的没有腿之前，也要逐渐的理智上不断的加强坚定的真的知道是没有腿的。
And that is what is meant, the intellectual understanding must be so very strong enough to condition moment of direct awareness and direct understanding.
所以如果没有很坚定的理智上的了解，根本就没有腿，怎么会直接经验这个真相呢？
Before the absolute truth can appear as it is,
在真相能够如实的呈现之前，
Is the leg now is a reality?
现在有脚吗？脚是实相吗？
Is it still there?
它还在那里吗？有没有人要回答脚？脚现在在那里吗？
脚是想出来的概念。
It's imagined. It's there. It's imagined.
So it's only imagined. But what's the truth? See, so long, long time to know, to be sure, to have more confidence in order to begin the high level of understanding, to experience the absolute truth until it is so.Through that it can eradicate the idea of self completely.
他是想象的，那到底是什么是真的呢？对这个什么是真的，到底在那里的是什么的确定的信心呢？才能够带往另外一个智慧的阶段，去直接经验法是什么，才能够继续再往更高的阶段，才能根除不善。
So study the teachings very respectfully.In order to do not change what he taught about realities.
所以我们要很恭敬的去读去了解佛陀的教导，不是去改变误解他的话。
Otherwise, it must be or I who think about it or I who understanding it.
嗯哼，如果是我在想，是我在了解，那是一定会误解他的话的。
So even.The true answer is truth that cannot be forgotten. There is no condition for direct awareness to arise at all.
所以还是强调这个真相是什么？我们在理智上的了解必须一直坚定的累积信心的增强，否则是没有条件直接经验法。
And without the direct understanding of that particular one.How can there be the understanding of no self there?
如果没有办法真的直接去经验那个出现的法，它的本质真相是无我，我们怎么可能真的了解并没有我的存在？
And this is the difference between I study Dhamma and the understanding of no I begin, little by little.
所以这个是差别，什么差别？是我在学习佛法跟并没有我。在了解佛法，去了解的是智慧，这个是区别。
That's why it has to be right from the very beginning, right point or right understanding of studying the teachings.
所以，如果不能正确的开始，那怎么可能培养智慧？一定要正确的开始，并不是我。
So at the moment of learning about anything, remember that it's no one. For instance, when we are talking about endurance or courageous or whatever, it is that. It cannot be other thing. And it's by conditions. Everything is conditioned. Without condition, nothing arises. No more realities. The end of life and samsara.
我们在讨论的时候呢, 我们要记得, 任何一刻其实是都没有我的。 那一刻是什么法? 就是那样子, 它不能是别的, 因为它的因缘条件已经是适当升起了。 所以我们要了解的是这些, 因缘, 啊, 条件生灭的法。
So keep on the word that has been studied. No change at all. No leg, no eye, no arms. Only that which is there, which does not belong to anyone, but is conditioned just to arise to be there. Only that.
所以我们要, 去思考哦, 为什么会说没有手,没有腿,并没有我? 那在那里的, 在那里的只是有条件升起的法而已。
This is like not to forgetting the point of study, no matter how much we learn about.
这是不管我们学多少,去读多少经典的,我们是不要忘记这个重点的。Otherwise,
it would be always forgotten, the point of studying.
否则我们会忘掉读佛法的目的是什么,变成很容易变成我在学东西。To
understand it deeply, truly, of each word of the Buddha. Which is the triple gems or the three refuges.
去真正的了解佛陀所教导他的每个字, 这是三宝, 是真正的, 避风跟皈依哦。
So, understanding just one word at a time in order not to forget it as not self.
所以还是强调, 了解现在不管出现的那个在那里是什么, 真相是没有我。
And any word can be studied because Buddha thought about them all, thought about everything.
那么每个人都可以从佛陀的教导其实是受益的，因为佛陀解释了各个面向来解释真相。
To understand clearer and clearer as no thing and no one and no self at all.
逐渐逐渐的更了解，清楚的了解，并没有任何东西，没有人，没有所谓的真我灵魂啊。
So please, one word at a time.
好，所以一次一个字。我可以再请问一个问题吗？当然，嗯哼。那个我在想啊，记忆心所啊，它会跟每一刻的心一起升起。嗯。那它们升起后就会累积，然后升起后就会累积，那表示记忆心。 一直在累积，那为什么有些人会有老年痴呆症？不是每一刻都在累积，为什么还会？哎，你还记得痴呆症的英文怎么讲吗 ？Alzheimer 吗？好像不记得不是这个字，不过没关系。那你要讲的是失智症嘛，对不对？对。OK，
The question is about Sanya. Sanya keep marking and keep accumulating what it remembers, then why would old people lose memory?
Conventionally, we say they lose memory. It just means they don't remember what they would like to remember. Mm-hmm. For example, when we lose a key, we say, I've lost my memory. But actually, it just means there's not the marking and remembering the object we'd like to think about at that moment.
我们传统上会说忘了什么，事实上只是没有去记住你想要记住的，在那一刻没有升起那个你想要的。比如说，当我们说我忘了钥匙在哪里，那一刻其实还是有记忆心所在标记任何对象，只是那个对象不是你要的那个而已。
But Sarah, people who suffer from Alzheimer, they also forget their dear family.
I know my mother and my grandmother, many family members have had the same disease, but we know that sanya arises with every citta at every moment. So there is remembering at every moment, but it's not the object that is commonly remembered.
好，刚刚Pat说呢，那些失智啊、老年痴呆啊，他们连自己的亲密的家人都会忘记哦。 那Sarah说他知道，因为他的妈妈其实也有这样子。那但是想运呢，记忆心所是跟随着每一刻的心升起的哦。那他一定会有一个对象去标记。 那那个时候所谓的失智只是记忆痴呆了，是记不起那些我们平常认为应该要可以记得起来的，可是并不代表那个响应已经把它抹掉了，就是没有，只是在那一刻并不是出现那样子的记忆而已。
I know how distressing and disturbing it is both for the elderly person and for the relatives, but it helps a lot to understand about dharmas which are conditioned.
虽然说他了解，其实那个失智的人跟失智周围是陪伴他的人，其实是这个很大的困扰哦。但是了解每一刻就只是法，是有它的条件的生灭的，这是有帮助的。
Like now, no conditions to remember what happened in last life or in the first two or three years of this life. Or sometimes we cannot even remember what we ate yesterday. It just depends what sanya marks at each moment.
就好像我们现在不记得上一世哦，我们也不记得这一世的前一两年、两三年哦，我们甚至不记得昨天可能吃过什么。所以说还是要看这一刻的响应是什么样的因缘条件记起了什么。
My mother used to be distressed because she couldn't remember any of the holidays she'd ever had or any of the houses she'd ever lived in. But I'd say that so much for Sanya to remember, and most of what is remembered is so unimportant. At the end of this lifetime, it doesn't matter whether the holidays have been remembered or the houses one's lived in or even the family members, because all will be forgotten at the end of life anyway.
那么 Sarah 的妈妈呢，之前会可能抱怨说她都想不起来，都忘记了以前过的那些假日啊，或者是她住过哪些地方。那 Sarah 是说我们常常记得都是不重要的事情，那么在这一世结束的时候呢，这些都会被忘记。
Like now, we can't remember our dear family members from last life. And at the end of this life, even for those who don't have Alzheimer's, all those dear family members will be forgotten and there'll be new family, new life.
那么就像我们现在不会记得上一世的家人、亲密的家人是谁。那么这一世呢，即使没有失智，这一世结束之后呢，你也会都忘记这一世的家人是谁。有新的家庭了。
Even what was seen or heard or felt a moment ago, what was discussed 5 minutes ago, forgotten already. So each moment there is remembering and forgetting again and again.
那么即使是现在呢，刚刚几分钟以前、十分钟以前被讨论的，现在可能也不记得了。那一刻一刻，生命一刻一刻都一直在标记新的东西。
And for me, it's a reminder that what is really important to remember is the understanding of dharmas that appear now, the marking and remembering that accompanies that understanding, because what appears now can be directly understood. And at the end of life, this is all that matters.
那么对 Sarah 来讲，最重要的记忆是什么？记得现在出现的是什么？能不能了解它？当有了解它的时候呢，那个响应它就会记住，就会记住，它伴随着智慧一起去记住。那到了这一世最后呢，了解现在出现的法，这是唯一真正重要的事情。
Everything else we find so important in life, the kinds of food we like, the way we like our house to be, the clothes we wear, the...what our family members are doing, all will be forgotten. And actually, there is forgetting at each moment.
那么我们认为重要的，比如说我们想要吃什么啊，我们的房子啊，我们的其他穿的衣服啊，那我们觉得重要的，到最后一次当然全部忘记，变得不重要了。事实上现在就在忘记。
And even for the one with Alzheimer's, like my mother or family members, it's not...the forgetting at each moment in a conventional sense, there can still be moments of kindness, moments of consideration, moments of understanding, moments of thinking clearly.
对于那些所谓的失智症呢，传统上来讲，看他是失智，他一样是可以有慈爱的，他一样也是有那么一刻可以是在想的时候是清楚的，那一样还是有在标记新的对象。
And it's a reminder that now is the time to develop understanding. If we wait until we are sick and can't even follow the discussion, it's so difficult. So now is the opportunity and the chance to consider and understand.
所以这提醒了我们，现在就要珍惜可以闻会思会的机会哦，等到也许生病了，然后连听都很困难的时候，那就错过这些了。
At this moment, whether I call Vincent or another name like Jack because of forgetting the right name, it's still Sanya marking at those moments. Whether I recognize him or don't recognize him, if I see him in the street, still Sanya is marking, but it just depends on conditions and accumulations. What is marked and remembered at each moment.
比如说Sarah 现在看到我，他记得我叫 Vincent， 或者他不记得，把我以为是叫做杰克好了。那不管是在走在路上能不能认得出来，那总之呢，那个响应还是在升起，去标记，去记忆新的对象。所以到底是正确的叫出名字来，还是忘记了，都要看那一刻的因缘条件是什么。
And if we talk about the perversion of Sanya Vipalasa, then the perversion of Sanya is not the wrong name, it's the moments of Akusala when it's marking the object in an unwholesome way. So in the end, it's not the name that's important, but whether the citta is Kusala or Akusala, and especially whether it is with understanding or no understanding. Because even while addressing Vincent as Jack, there may be moments of understanding at that time.
那么这边有一个字叫 Vipalasa， 那我突然不确定中文怎么翻，它的意思就是不知道真相，把真相扭曲了的意思。所以有响应的 Vipalasa， 那所以它响应呢是把不是真把真相标成幻象了。所以其实即使叫错名字的时候，也有可能是有智慧升起的。所以重点不在于是不是记得这个名字，而是在于善心或不善心，甚至有没有智慧的伴随。
So I think that when we're with those who have Alzheimer's or forgetfulness, as we think of it in serious way conventionally, we can still encourage kusala and understanding and encourage them not to be so disturbed or worry about forgetting all the conventional things like the names of their family members and who is who and the holidays they've taken, because all these things are so unimportant in the long run.
所以我们也可以鼓励这些失智的人其实即使他想不起来了，或者是常常忘记了，但是他一样可以是有善心的，他一样是可以有智慧的去思考的，并不是说你就不可以有对别人慈爱了。所以这是我们可以鼓励那些失智的人。
And even if they don't recognize you or their family members, everyone still responds to kindness and understanding.
那么即使他不能认出来这是谁，这是哪个家人，但是每个人对于慈爱还是会有回应的。我们不管是他对其他人慈爱，或是我们对他慈爱。品彤 OK 吗？这个问题很好。
可是 Sarah， but Sanya arise and accumulate. If we never have the chance to listen to Dhamma, so Sanya would not have the chance to arise and accumulate. But even you don't have the chance to listen to Dhamma, but Sanya still arise every moment to mark the object and falls away. So.
And also we don't know when, like for example, when talking to my mother, very strange, at the end of her life, even with her full-blown Alzheimer's, I was able to talk more about Dharma with her at that time than before, when she was so busy rushing around and following all her different activities. So we never know when someone may listen a little, or appreciate the reminders, especially when we help in a kind and understanding way.
Mm-hmm.
I would speak to her every day on the phone, and every time she would say it's so helpful, and what I said was so true. But when she was younger, without the Alzheimer's, she would never say that.
首先，品彤问的问题是，智慧会累积，想运也会，可是想运是每一刻都有，智慧不是每一刻都有。那好，那下来的回答是说，他妈妈的例子呢是。当他妈妈到后来几乎完全失智的时候呢 ，Sarah 反而更有机会去跟他分享佛法，他也更能够听得进去。所以每天 Sarah 跟他讲电话的时候呢，他妈妈可以跟他说啊，你讲的是很有道理，很正确。反而在他妈妈比较年轻，还没有所谓失智的时候，是听不进去的。所以我们怎么知道什么状况，什么比较好
？Often she would think I was her mother or her sister.And it didn't matter at all, but she was still listening to the reminders about letting go of the past and just this moment being precious and understanding a little bit more about realities now, just in simple language.
所以她的妈妈其实有时候也会常错认他们的关系哦，但是这些都不重要，真正重要的是能够去逐渐的培养智慧，了解真相是什么，这是唯一重要的事情，其他都是表面故事而已。
Even if someone can no longer speak, and all they can do is listen, like our friend before in Bangkok, we don't know, they can still hear and appreciate what is right, different moments. So it all depends on conditions and accumulations. We never know.And what has been heard before has been accumulated and will be a condition for more understanding in future lives.
刚刚Sara提到的曼谷那边我没有听得很清楚，不过重点的结论是不影响的，就是都还是回到你听过什么，那个记忆，那个累积，它会成为后来的因缘条件，不管那个有没有智慧或者是不是智慧，都会各自累积成为它在升起的因缘条件。
那请问一下。
就
像那个像这样得到失智症 dementia 这样的人的话，我们学过的佛法所累积的智慧，会不会因为这样的 dementia 而失去？
慧月法师，你那个 dementia
失智症 dementia 失智症 dementia
for those who are suffer dementia， 你要问的是他们还记不记得那些学过的佛法吗？哈。
对这个智慧还不会能够起作用，就是虽然失智对生活功能的失去，但是对法的一个认识，以前所累积的所知道的，就是智慧会不会因为失智症而失去？
So can the banya still condition the arising of banya if suffer the dementia?
Because each moment is not dementia at every moment.Like some moment, there is real confusion, and other moments clear, and there can be understanding at those moments. Each moment is different, and it depends on the accumulated tendency. Like our friend in Bangkok, who had Alzheimer's just in his 60s, but he would still come to listen to Ajahn and the Dharma discussion, even though he really couldn't speak anymore.So it depends on the interest and the accumulation. So we use these different labels like dementia and Alzheimer's, a kind of dementia, but it's just for a moment and then gone. Like my mother at the end, some moments she knew just what was happening, just what was going on, and still recognized me, but not other people, for example. So different moments.
Mm-hmm.
The understanding now is so precious because it accumulates. So even at those times, there can still be understanding.
好，所以呢，所谓的失智呢，并不是他所有的时刻都是在困惑的状态里哦。那他有些时候呢，是可以清楚的去想的。所以还是要看他累积的那个智慧的习性的强度哦。那么曼谷那边有一个例子，就是一个60几岁的人失智。 他已经都不记得什么了，可是他还是会去基金会听阿姜讲法，那他还是有那个兴趣哦，所以那个兴趣是在的，即使他失智的那个兴趣在这个例子里面他还是会去听的。所以即使像Sarah 的妈妈到后来呢，除了 Sarah 以外其他人都认不出来了，那可是那个时候反而有一 Sarah 的描述，反而是他妈妈反而在那一刻，虽然他都不记得谁，可是他每一刻每一刻反而都活得很清楚的样子，只是他不记得了。
It's like when one's very jet lagged after a long distance flight and confused and very dopey, and we say, oh, I felt jet lagged all day, but actually it's just for a moment of feeling confused and a little bit delirious, and then other moments, fine, no problem, just as usual. So different moments during the day, and panya is just for a moment, confusion is just for a moment, patience is just for a moment, whatever it is, just for a moment, and condition, not self at all. This is the way to understand nothing lasts at all.
这边举例的是搭飞机的时差哦，后来会昏昏沉沉的，所以这边强调的是不管是什么状态都只是那么一刻那么一刻，不管是有智慧或者是想昏睡或者是困惑，不管是什么状态就那么一刻就过去了。
So nothing to be afraid of at all, just another moment and then gone, just like Ajahn reminds us, death, nothing to be afraid of, just another moment, just like now, like if one'sconfused and can't remember where one's put one's keys or can't remember the name of one's friends, it's just a moment and then gone, not worth dwelling on because it's all gone, whatever arises is gone instantly, sunyata, not worth being disturbed by at all. The only reason we're disturbed by these experiences is because of the strong clinging to the idea of self.
所以如果真的了解这一刻就这样过了，这一刻不管是什么就这样过了，其实就会开始不去害怕，就不会有什么好害怕，就只是一刻而已。死亡那一刻也是，就跟现在一样，就是法升起就灭了。那我们会害怕会什么，都是因为我们想要抓住那个我，尤其是抓住我的概念，所以我们会害怕。
Is the sanyana?
现在有没有响运？
有。
Yes.
Yes, no.
Yes, there is Sanya.
Can it be known?
它可以被知道吗?
Can it be known? Like all the time when you listen to the talk, are there Sanya? Were there Sanya? Where are Sanya now? See, unknown all the time. But we can talk about what Buddha said about Sanya and what.The story about it, like the assignment and so on. But the truth is that actually the best thing in life is to understand the truth that is hidden from life to life, from moment to moment all the time, that actually no one there left at all. Nothing is left, it's gone all the time. What is left is only that which is there for a moment and then gone. So while we are talking, listening, thinking, there must be sanya all the time, but not known as sanya, as I remember or I cannot remember, until sanya appears as the object, because it is one of the five khandhas. If a khandha is not known yet,There must be object of clinging to that reality as I, until all five khandhas appears as it's there, as object, as it is, as no one. And what can be known in the beginning? Not the name of sanya, not the characteristic that we call sanya, but that which can experience, no matter it is sanya, it experiences because allReality is which is that which is the reality that can experience an object must be different from that which cannot experience. So no matter how much we learn about the story of citta and cetasikas, as what Buddha said all the time here and there, but the point is to understand each word as you doubt whether there is sanya or not.But while hearing the truth, there can be the understanding that actually even it is not there to be known as it is, but there must be sanya together with any moment of experiencing an object. And this is to begin to know that actually there is no understanding of anything yet, but learn little by little and be firm to no change the truth that there must be sanya, no matter one thing that I don't remember at all. Sanya is that with that citta which say, I don't remember. See, that's why listening to the truth to understand the truth of no self, no one. Otherwise, the one, the self, thinking about this and that all the time as permanent thing, but actually it's not. So we have finished the talk, but we don't forget, actually, there is no permanent thing at all. Only a moment, and it's all gone, each moment. Otherwise, it cannot be built up to understand what is meant by no self, no one, only different realities conditioned to arise and then fall away all the time. That's the truth, the absolute truth to be known, taught by the enlightenment.